You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Welcome to the Ace and TJ radio family.
Yesterday, the featured podcast on the Ace and TJ app was Tech D Rob's Nerd News. And there's no particular reason why we picked him to host a show called Nerd News. It was just, you know, we need somebody to do a show like that. Rob was the only one at the time available. I mean, it had nothing to do with his personality or anything, or his likes or dislikes. So, Riggins, you're the only one that's heard the audio of this from yesterday's featured Nerd News with Rob. Does it need a setup anymore? Do we need to tell what we're listening for here?
Yeah.
And the whole thing? Well, what the Ace and TJ Watchdog said was that Rob choked up talking about the Avengers movie.
Yeah, that's true.
The last Avengers movie.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So no one has heard this yet but Riggins.
Right.
Yeah. That giddy excitement you're hearing from Alexis is just that giddy excitement.
About as much excitement and giddiness as Riggins gave me yesterday when I said, hey, go see if you can find this.
I was like, shut up. Give me 2 seconds. I'm like smelling an hour of the show go by. I'm like, all right, let's find it. And I immediately, after I listened to it, I call back to you. I'm like, oh, my God. Wait until you hear this.
And the guy's name is Alex, the listener who said, he said the second message was, I'm going to save Riggins some time. Tell him to skip into about 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. So he's talking about the final Avengers movie and how Marvel moves forward, you know, with their content.
Which is what's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
That's the question.
All right. Here we go. I got to get my thing ready. Wait, I'm muted here. Oh, my God.
The anticipation. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I could watch Avengers Endgame every day. And I did for a while, honestly. It's a long movie, too. But that moment where everyone gathers on the battlefield, Captain America wields Thor's hammer, says, Avengers, assemble. Oh, man. It's, it gives me goosebumps to this day. So, that being said, I'm here. I'm sticking around.
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that. And Thor grabs the hammer.
Oh. Ace, TJ, Riggins, Alexis, Tech D Rob. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
You know, I wondered this yesterday as that was happening. Was there any question whether or not Rob was going to stay? Because he said, I'm here. I'm staying. Like, I'm here with you. We're going to get through this together. It's kind of like that Peloton commercial. Have you seen that where the one guy, the trainer from Peloton, is yelling, they can't stop you. They can't break you. I'm like, hey, this is an exercise class. Who is trying to stop them or break them? What are you talking about?
Who tried to break me down in an exercise class? Yes, I have seen that, TJ.
What? Do we have to victimize everybody, even people who are in a Peloton virtual spin class?
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
They can't stop you. They can't break you. Okay, I'm pedaling
in my living room.
What are you talking about?
They're gonna kill you.
It's like I have to make them, make them think they have victim status so they'll work harder.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not how that works.
No.
Pump people up. Tell them things are good. You got to go.
She's like, they're right. They're not going to break me.
Nobody's going to break me.
She's going to keep on pedaling.
Who's trying to stop you from getting on your Peloton?
Right. It's like those things I see all the time. So many people, and to be fair, it's always women, not knocking it, just the difference in the sexes, always point out, I see all my haters. And there's no way that many people could have that many haters.
Well,
not in real life.
I used to think that. used to think that, but then Ace, I kind of put it into this category now that I've seen it so many times, where women think another woman just gave her a go to hell look, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And you don't see it. You're like, what are you talking about? And then another woman comes from across the room as an ally and goes, oh,
did you see
she could have killed somebody with that look she gave you. Right. And you're like, what? It's just something that they see or whatever.
You guys maybe, just don't see it.
Maybe they do have that many haters. They maybe. Can usually put me on the list.
Yeah.
After I see that post about their haters, and they're like, okay, put me down.
You're right about that. Maybe I'm just am not as observant about the haters. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't. Or okay, like, oh, you don't like it. All right, that's cool. Whatever. It doesn't bother me.
I got mad haters.
But
do you have haters?
Mad
Alexis?
Haters. Yeah.
What does that mean? A
like
bunch?
A lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. More than I do. As a public figure?
No, probably not as many as you do.
Anybody that even walks down this street where the building is, much less any of the other radio studios, has as many haters as I do. But you know what? I don't care. They can't stop me!
They can't break me!
You can't break me.
That just means you're doing something right in life.
I said that this morning when I was on a stroll on the treadmill. I'm yelling, they can't stop me. They can't break me. The only thing that can stop me or break me are these seconds ticking off on this timer. Say that I've been on here now 6 minutes. I got to get off. That broke me.
I didn't know this, but I found out. What did I find out yesterday or the day before? Apparently, Amanda and I have a couple of haters at the gym. I didn't see him. I don't know what's going on. It all happened behind me. But Amanda was finishing up. She was working with the client, and I was riding on the bike thing, whatever, doing cardio. And she comes over and says, hey, I'm leaving to go to the house. Whatever. Okay, cool. I'll be through here in about 45 minutes, whatever. And she leaned in and gave me a kiss as she got ready to leave. And she walks away. She walks to the desk. And then, like, 30 seconds later, I see her coming back. And she goes, did you? Now here I am. I'm riding the bike. At this point, I'm sweating. What? Hang on a second. I gotta stop. You know, Kiss Live in Tokyo, 1988, on my phone, so I can listen to talk to you. What is? I'm hailing away. And she goes, Did you see that? When you get a chance, turn and look. There's a mother and daughter back over there behind you. And I'm like, I don't have a chance to turn around. I can't look that far back over my head. She goes, when I kissed you on the cheek, one of them, the mom, looked at the daughter and went, ew. And pointed at us.
Oh my God.
And I said, no. Okay. All right. She goes,
she's not used to that.
She goes, that's what that just happened in the gym. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's okay. I'll get a look at him later. And I said, honestly, I forgot to get a look at him.
Stop drinking that hater aid.
See, there you go. There's a difference. I was like, okay, whatever. It's fine. And she was very angry. And she has a reason to be right to me. Whatever. It's just weird.
But nobody wants to go work out and have to watch y'all make love.
Nobody said that. It was like a quick little peck.
Right? It was a peck, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Who believes that?
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
And then newlyweds.
No.
Absolutely. He's like, come here, young thing.
Oh, no.
No. I'm literally in motion while it's happening.
Oh, we know. Yeah. That's why they didn't want to watch that.
Okay, never mind. Forget I brought it up.
They didn't want to see that.
This is the ACTJ show.
I got my daughter in.
They were both adults. Today's Throwback Thursday audio. We may not be throwing it that far back to 2016, but it is spectacular. Just spectacular. One of our favorite live news interviews ever. And some people said it was an odd choice. Some people said it was a horrible version of the song. But it comes from yesterday's inauguration. And the man's an American icon. But some people are dragging him all over the internet. So that and more in delicious audio coming up next.
Ace and TJ web and graphic design courtesy of Alpha Lab Design. Email design@acetj.com for more info. The Ace and TJ Show presents today's delicious audio.
Well, the inauguration took place yesterday. Jennifer Lopez performed. To no one's surprise, Lady Gaga was spectacular.
Did you think?
Now, let me be fair. I didn't hear the whole thing. I just saw a clip. It was awesome. The clip that I saw was awesome.
She was okay.
Yeah, okay. I did not see the entire thing.
And I like her.
Yeah, I like her a lot. Okay.
I didn't watch 1 second of it.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I avoided every second of it that I could. If I picked up my phone and looked at something, I'd be like, why am I doing that?
I just saw the highlights. But I mean, it was weird, though, to see. It just was weird, not to get sidetracked, so weird to see that there was an inauguration happening and nobody's there. I mean, because of COVID, it was just such a weird spectacle that, like, in reverse. Normally it's like, look at all the people and how many people are there and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think anybody would have been there anyway.
Oh, I've been a huge turnout.
He couldn't draw a crowd.
Huge turnout.
That's why they kept him in his basement all through the campaign. He couldn't draw a crowd.
So people began roasting Garth Brooks yesterday over his rendition of Amazing Grace. On Twitter, people called him a, quote, horrible singer, end quote, jeez, and a, quote, odd choice, end quote, for the event. So judge for yourself here.
I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Terrible.
Yeah. I would rather he had gone with the original wording of the song.
Oh, he'd mix it up?
Well, a lot of people do. The original version of the song says, was lost, now am found.
Now am
found. Not now I'm found. Yeah. Now am found.
Am found.
That blew the whole thing for me. Yeah.
You were out at that point, TJ.
He was definitely the only person at the inauguration wearing jeans. He rolls down. You're like, Garth. I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's his look, but it's like, you're at the inauguration.
Right. You can, come on, Garth.
Put on some pants.
Yeah. I love you. But, you know.
Some slacks. Come on. Something.
Go get some khaki.
Yeah. Throw on a jacket. Yeah. Throw on a jacket.
Yeah. Put on khaki jeans.
Something.
Khaki denims.
Okay.
Girth. Brooke.
Yeah. Girth.
So today's Thursday, which means when it comes to Delicious Audio, it's Throwback Thursday, 2016. A couple was driving down a road in Laurel County, Tennessee, looking for a place to swim. You know, let's ride down the road and find a place to swim.
Yes.
And they crashed their small SUV into a power pole and disturbed a beehive. The couple was then swarmed by bees, and a reporter from WKYT went out to interview local residents about the crash, and they talked to Gary Lee Anderson, who lives nearby. His description of the event has become one of our favorite news interviews ever.
And there's a guy come out screaming and squalling and running around about like a chicken with head cut off. But I told him he need to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs. They say they had driven down the road looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dot thought over here.
Right. Even here. Gary Lee got stung while he was out there.
Think they learned their lesson?
I'd say by today they are. If I feel like my leg feels, I'd say they're learning.
I'd say they're learning.
Oh, here.
And there's a guy come out screaming and squalling. Running around about like a chicken with head cut off. But I told him he need to get out of that water. But say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs. They say they had driven down the road looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dot thought over here. Yeah.
Over here.
We have a story of a criminal who was on the lam hiding out. We may cover this a little later as well, but we'll give it to the early crowd because I might need a little help by the only bilingual person on the show.
Oh, all right.
So that'll be fun. A little, what do you call that? What does that teach you a different language company?
Rosetta Stone.
We're going to do some Rosetta Stones. Coming up next.
Miss any parts of the show? Listen anytime on our 24/7 stream, sponsored by Hampton Inn and Suites South Park at Phillips Place, and stay connected funny with the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ Show. Check out the new acetj.com. Now available as a mobile version through the Ace and TJ app. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app. Available at iTunes and Google Play.
This is crazy. This is crazy. A very good idea, I think, for this person who was on the run from the law, but didn't quite, you know, get away with it. Saturday morning, the cops in Pomona, California, tracked down a 32-year-old guy named
Leobardo Hernandez.
What's his first name?
Leobardo.
Leobardo.
See, we would say we would say Leobardo. Leobardo.
Leobardo. But it's Leobardo.
Yeah. Leobardo.
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 Leobardo. Leobardo.
And it's Hernandez, right? Not Hernandez.
It's Hernandez.
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 Hernandez. Muchas gracias.
That's offensive.
What?
Just kidding.
But he was in a stolen car and he took off running and eventually busted into an apartment complex. So
Leobardo Hernandez
ran into a stranger's apartment and the apartment was unlocked. Nobody was inside. So he tried to pretend like he lived there and he'd been there all the whole day. So he went in, shaved, changed his clothes, and then started cooking something. So that's a good idea. This is my house. I got to start acting like I'm doing something. So
I haven't heard the crazy part yet.
The crazy part is that he's obviously the worst cook in the world because the cops tracked him down. He burnt the tortillas.
How you burn the tortillas?
Well, that just burns my tortillas. Tortillas.
Tortillas. Yummy.
Now, I don't know whether he was in there. He wouldn't have had time to try to make homemade tortillas. Right? He would have just gotten, you know, some tortillas out of the refrigerator, out of the cabinet, and tried to heat one up or something like he was making a dang quesadilla.
But how many people make their own tortillas anyway?
Oh, a lot.
I do.
Do they?
Yeah. I wouldn't eat a store-bought tortilla.
Stop. My grandma makes them every day.
Who?
My grandmother.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Your abuela.
Mi abuela. Todos los días. Ace.
What do you mean? What are you pointing me out for? I didn't say
you're like, who makes tortillas anymore?
Yeah,
lots of grandmas.
We came up with one grandmother from El Salvador. Okay.
A lot of people do, though. You know how it's made?
I have no idea.
It's made like regular, you know, basically like bread, like flour and water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you know what kind of tortillas those are?
No.
Flour tortillas.
Okay, there you go.
Who the hell makes tortillas?
There's
every
a whole
day?
Place that makes tortillas all day here in Charlotte, actually. It's a restaurant. It's not even a restaurant. It's just a place that's all they do all day.
Sell them. I mean, the average person doesn't get off work and go home and make tortillas before they make a quesadilla or something.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that a bunch of people ain't using Cool Whip. Yeah.
Well, that's your
fault.
They're
making their own whipping cream. Yeah.
Again, nobody does that.
I do.
The percentage is very small of people that make their own whipped cream.
There's no way I'm serving anybody a dessert that I didn't make the whipped cream on it. No way. This is not, you know, semi-homemade with Sandra Lee or whatever her name is. It's all homemade. So anyway, he burnt the tortillas, and the fire department had to come to the scene, and he eventually surrendered and was arrested.
So is that
charges.
What got him? Is that how they found him? Because the fire department had to come to the scene?
I think they were there questioning him or something, and then they suspected that was him to begin with, and then when the tortillas started burning and all, it caused chaos, and then he ended up telling them, okay, it's me.
How are you going to be Hispanic and burn the tortillas? That's the worst.
Well, I mean, when you're being questioned by detectives at the front door, what are you going to do? Go, okay, I can't talk to you anymore. I've got the tortillas cooking.
Yes.
See ya.
It's a sin.
Yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah, right. But it's a good plan, though, to act like you live there.
Yeah, it is a really great plan.
Really clever.
I think it's pretty smart.
He's shaving.
And my question is, who lives in an apartment complex and leaves their door open?
Yeah,
that's that too.
Ugh. Yeah, you're an idiot.
California.
Yeah. You live in any kind of an apartment complex, you have that door locked.
Or house.
Yeah, that too.
But I thought when I first saw the story that he came to the door with shaving cream on his face, like, oh, what's up? Hey, just doing my, just caught me in my morning shave.
Halfway there.
Yeah, what's up?
That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have burnt the tortillas.
No. Like you're shaving and making tortillas at the same time. I'm busy.
They call me Mr. Multitask.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right. We have found the city that has obviously the worst police force in the world. It's okay. Not in U.S. America.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. But it has to be the worst police force in the world. We'll tell you about it next.
Never miss anything with the Ace and TJ Show. Hampton Inn and Suites Phillips Place Replay. Hear it any time on the Ace and TJ app or the Ace and TJ channel on the iHeartRadio app. Up on today's Ace at Large podcast.
Well, there's certain things I believe in life that you got to believe in. Today's all about that. Why you got to believe in a little bit of magic in life. Today's Ace at Large podcast. Very uplifting, very inspiring. Looks really good on video if you haven't seen it yet. They do a great job of filming it. It looks great. So, yeah, I do hope you'll check it out because the Ace at Large podcast has undergone kind of a makeover. People seem to like it who've checked it out so far. So I hope you'll check it out.
Yeah, and the video guy, I don't know if he's been planning stuff with Adam or taking direction from Adam or whatever. But I'm behind the scenes working on a new podcast with a person that I will probably regret. And Adam wanted us to cut some video teasers with Todd, the video guy. Todd? And I mean, I don't mean to take Todd's name in vain, but Todd said, because I said, you come out next week and do that and whatnot. Yeah, because I want to do a few teasers and then when I'm recording or shooting the show, I want to hold on. I never said I wanted the whole, every time we do the podcast for it to be videoed and all that stuff like Ace's deal is. We're gonna have to talk about that.
Uh-oh.
I don't want all that.
It's mixed messaging going on.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's like, oh. Because he loves it. He gets so excited about it. It's like, oh, deflated.
Yeah. You can have a drone flying around your house.
Why is Todd here with those cameras? Okay, so the worst police department in the world is probably in Essex, England. Because the police there broke up an illegal rave Friday when they saw a bunch of people congregating outside a building. Because, you know, they got even more strict COVID laws than we do in England. So they go in, they bust up this rave. Turned out that it was a group of senior citizens waiting to get their vaccine.
And how do the police know that information? Wouldn't the cops know where the vaccines are being,
that's what I'm
vaccinations
saying.
Are being done?
That's what I'm saying. And then how do they not notice that, hey, these aren't, you know, the stereotypical look of a rave crowd. Maybe they thought they were all in costume or something.
And, yeah. And couldn't you, let's say you pull up, you don't know any of that, either of those things, and you pull up and get out of the car as an officer. Wouldn't at some point it occur to you, well, this isn't a rave because there's no pulsating heavy beat techno EDM going on
or
here.
Lights. Yeah. Or...
And it's daytime.
And look at all the pearls.
Right. I mean, I get it. They've got strict COVID restrictions, and you might think it's one thing, but not a rave is not what would be on list of things I would think it would be. That'd be way down the list.
Yeah, they could have even thought, all right, these are a bunch of COVID patients because obviously they've lost their sense of smell because this perfume is heavy. This is like an Avon factory.
It's like the chief of police is Mr. Bean. What a bunch of dummies.
A rave. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's get out of here.
They even have raves anymore?
No, probably not.
They just
in
called
a long
festivals,
time.
Right?
The, yeah, music festivals.
Yeah. But, EDM festival.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I would never forget being in Montreal, and it was 3 degrees, and it was supposed to be 2 below that night. And I was like, what are they having next door? And the guy goes, oh, it's an EDM festival. Starts at 10.
Did you go?
Dude, nah, hell no. It was going to be below zero.
But with all that dancing, you got to sweat. You'll
they
be fine.
They were sold out. It was going to be below zero. Like 5,000 people that were going to be in this park after midnight when it was going to be below zero.
And a bunch of foreigners at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Coming up on Now Trending with Riggins.
I have some very specific information that could propel you to the 1% before the weekend begins. Details in Now Trending in less than 10 minutes.
Elite podcasters use RadioButtonNetwork.com to find all their podcast resources live from the Radio Button Network studios. There's more of the Ace and TJ show coming up.